Good Cup of Joe show is brought to you by Carrots Incorporated. Joe, tell me this deal doesn't sound amazing. Would you be interested in a carrot dicing kit that has a variety of flavors?
Yes.
Those variety of flavors consist of vanilla, chocolate, almond chocolate.
Yummy.
Super extra duper strawberry. That one's my personal favorite.
I am so buying me one of those when I get home.
I know, same. All right, but let's get into this news. Hello there, welcome to Two Cups of Joe. Today we're going to be talking about Thomas Jefferson and his role in Manifest Destiny.
So today I was actually reading about Thomas Jefferson. I heard he was one of the main people who helped us get the Louisiana Purchase.
Did you know that Thomas Jefferson had two bear cubs in the White House at all times?
No, I didn't know that. You mind telling me why he did?
Oh, I didn't know why, but it was a cool fact though.
Oh, well.
Let's get right to the point and talk about the Manifest Destiny.
I guess we could do that, God.
So, Thomas Jefferson, he actually played a big part in the Manifest Destiny. He helped us doing what we all know as the Louisiana Purchase.
Oh, nice. That's very interesting.
Yeah, he purchased over 530 million acres.
Yeah, I heard if we didn't have him, we wouldn't have had 50% of America.
Just imagine if we didn't have him, how different America would be. What, we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Just think about all the possibilities.
What if Lewis Clark expedition in 1804 and 1806 never happened? Washington, D.C. would be like in Nevada.
With the Louisiana Purchase in 1803, which doubled the size of the United States, Thomas Jefferson set the stage for the continental expansion of the United States. However, not all Americans or their political leaders believed that the United States was a divinely favored nation or thought it out to expand.
So if I was someone who didn't know anything about the Manifest Destiny, what would you say?
Well, first of all, I would say in the 19th century, Manifest Destiny was a widely held belief in the United States that its settlers were destined to expand across North America. The special virtues of the American people and their institutions.
Sadly, the cup is getting empty. We're going to have to end this one off short, folks. But thanks for listening to our podcast.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.